We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Political party leaders debated several issues of the general election campaign in a two-hour programme on RT television last night. The Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, and the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, made clear their opposition to entering any coalition government with Sinn Féin because of policy differences. The Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, accused both parties of acting as if they had an entitlement to power. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The three candidates who stand the best chance of becoming Taoiseach were the dominant figures in this debate. In what appeared to be a very well-aligned stance, both the Fine Gael leader Simon Harris and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin rejected Sinn Féin criticism of the party's place in government at different times for more than a century. The Fianna Fáil leader accused Sinn Féin of being against the state for most of this period, while countering a charge from Mary Lou MacDonald that he was expressing faux concern for children. Simon Harris responded saying, "How dare you," and added that no one had a monopoly on compassion. Mary Lou MacDonald agreed, but said Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael had had a monopoly on power. There were clashes too over policies on housing, climate and public spending.
Sinn Féin is promising to spend €7 billion on a national retrofit plan if it leads the next government. The party will publish its general election manifesto this morning, which will include a €2.5 billion allocation for a renewable energy investment fund. The Green Party, the Labour Party and ANPHU will be announcing policies on environmental issues. Fine Gael will elaborate on its healthcare plans. Fianna Fáil will be setting out its education strategy. In their manifesto, the Social Democrats are promising to deliver 145,000 affordable and social homes over 5 years. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Both Sinn Féin and the Social Democrats published their general election manifestos this morning, with ANPHU launching its document on Thursday. Sinn Féin will claim that the current government's retrofitting scheme to insulate homes is both deeply inefficient and regressive. It's producing a €7 billion scheme, which it claims will target resources where it's needed the most, with 75% of the funding directed at those on low and modest incomes. Sinn Féin is also signalling a shift in our expanding renewable energy system, with the state taking a greater ownership role. The party would establish a €2.5 billion fund to take equity investments in joint venture projects. Meanwhile, the Social Democrats is promising to build 50,000 affordable purchase homes, 25,000 affordable rental and 70,000 social homes over a government term. It also says it would introduce a free public transport scheme for all children under 18.
45 democracy activists have been jailed by a court in Hong Kong, having been found guilty of subversion. They were given prison terms ranging from 4 to 10 years. Evidence was given that they had organised a vote to choose candidates for election. It is the territory's biggest national security trial since the Chinese government clamped down on dissent. Family members of those convicted said their relatives were the victims of political persecution. Almost 4,000 households that sought assistance from the housing charity Threshold last year were prevented from entering homeless services. According to its latest annual report, over 18,700 households were supported by the housing charity in 2023, echoing similar trends the previous year. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
Over 24,600 adults and 15,516 children who were living in rental housing last year were supported by the housing charity Threshold. Its latest annual report shows that in 2023, among the top issues cited by renters nationwide were tenancy termination, general termination queries, and issues with standards or repairs. The report highlights the impact that the housing crisis is having on families and individuals who rely on the rental sector. With one in five households now renting, Threshold has said that a specific and targeted private rental sector strategy is required.
Secondary teachers are staging protests outside schools today against changes to the leaving certificate. Their unions contend that the proposed reforms risk undermining educational standards and fairness for students. The demonstrations are in response to a decision to accelerate plans for an overhaul of senior cycle education. Unions say they expect more than 30,000 members to take part in the protests at lunchtime. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
This senior cycle redevelopment plan includes not just several completely new subjects and modules, it's also about the complete revamping of how Leaving Cert students are assessed. Within the next 5 years, all subjects are to be overhauled so that at least 40% of marks awarded comes from non-exam-based assessments such as project work. But the unions say before any change comes in, teachers need training, schools need resourcing, and the views of those who teach those subjects need to be taken on board. Today's lunchtime protests will not affect classes or other student activities.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building, take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be very cold this morning with outbreaks of rain gradually moving south. The rain will turn to sleet and possibly snow over higher ground. Dry, sunny spells will develop from the north this afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 3 to 6 degrees.